Welcome everybody, shir number 795, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, just to go over an interesting thing, in reference to making a hefsek, one made a bracha, and before they took the bite, so they did some sort of an action, for example, like they snap with their fingers to make signs, possibly with their eyes. It brings down the Sefer Eiser Halachas, also brings down the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas. One shouldn't be doing that. You know, right? Some person made a bracha, and before they took a bite, they start snapping their fingers, like to get somebody's attention, or making signs with their eyes, you know, giving somebody a message with their eyes, or whatever the case is. So, that, of course, should not be done. We could understand that's an interruption. Of course, as soon as you make the bracha, you take the bite right away. Now the question is, what if somebody did it? Good, I snapped my fingers. I made the bracha, I didn't take my bite yet. Hamoitzi, whatever the case is, somebody's eating shahakal, doesn't make a difference. I mean, in general, our simon of Kuf Samach Zayin is talking about the brachas whereby interruptions between Hamoitzi and the first bite. But the question is, good, so I did it. I didn't talk out, right? But I snapped my fingers to get somebody's attention. I made signs with my eyes or something along those lines. So do I have to remake the bracha? So tells us the Sefer Oitzra Halachas. He says V'chein in Ois Yud Tes Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, which is what we've been working on for a long time now, Baruch Hashem. And Ois Yud Tes V'chein Lo Yafsik Lechatchila. In other words, preferably initially, one should not make a interruption. With singing, start to sing a song, right? You know, in other words, somebody sings a tune, not singing the bracha itself, we're talking about singing afterwards, bein bracha l'achila. Also, he says, v'chein l'yafsik b'remiza, einav o'y likras b'esba'ezav, to start snapping, making signs with your eyes, and so on. But he does say, l'maisa, bottom line is, hafal b'di evid. Post facto, if somebody did it, I didn't realize, I lost myself, whatever the case is, I made a bracha on food, or hamaitzi, and before I took a bite, I snapped my fingers at somebody, I tried, whatever the case is, making signs, all these various different type of things, but the evad, he said, one would not have to make over the bracha. Kol zman, he says, kol zman, shaloi hoitzi mi piv, hagod dibur ein tzarech lachzor. In other words, as long as the person didn't talk out, even we spoke about before, a while back, the amount of time that one would have, that one should not go longer than that between making the bracha and taking the bite, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is the time it takes to say those three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, right? So that time span, one should not go longer than that. So let's say I made the bracha, I made hamoitzi, and I didn't take a bite, and I waited 5 seconds. I'm just giving an example, right? And then I took a bite. So I went longer than that. I went longer than the amount of time it takes me to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, that I'm not supposed to do. But do I have to remake the bracha? No. The answer is no, because of the fact that one did not talk out. Once somebody speaks out, even one word, and it's not in conjunction with the meal or the bracha or something like that, just a word that has nothing to do with anything, in other words, nothing to do with the bracha, nothing to do with the meal, then the person would have to remake the bracha. Right? So that's an important point to keep in mind. But if it's something that whereby there was no speech involved, then one b'di'evid would not have to remake the bracha. Now there's another situation whereby one also would have to remake the bracha. The Piskei Tshuvas brings down somebody was mesiach das, totally mesiach das. They totally took their mind off the whole thing. They made the bracha, totally took their mind, so then they would have to make the bracha also. But if it was something like these type of things, snapping their fingers or whatever the case is, making signs with their eyes and so on, or even somebody hummed or whatever the case is, so b'di evid, of course, l'chatchila, one should not do it, but b'di evid, if they did do it, they would not have to remake the bracha. He brings down also the Sefer Eitz V'Allah, l'chatchila l'yafsik afilu b'ksiva. One should be careful also l'chatchila not to write, right? Somebody asks you a question. Good, I can't talk out, so I'm not going to talk out. I'm not going to stop blinking with my eyes. I won't snap, whatever. I'll just write down the words, right? The word is whatever. What's the name of the shul? I don't know. I have the paper. I'll start writing. You can't do that. That you can't do also. But again, these are things... whereby one would not have to remake the bracha. L'chatchila l'yafsik afilu b'ksiva l'das kama poiskim ksiva k'dibur domi, because we say ksiva writing is similar to speaking. But it's only over there by speaking whereby one would actually have to remake the bracha. Now, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos mentions an important thing, which we spoke about a long, long time ago. Now, Hilchas Bracha, it just brings it on the spot in conjunction with the same, on page Tov Chof Tes Ois Ches in Simin Kuf Samak Zayin, where he says the same thing. Lamaisa, the bottom line, one should be careful not to snap, not to write, not to all these things, not to, you know, make signs with their eyes and all these type of things, even whistling. Obviously, again, between the bracha, you make the bracha and you take the first bite, not to do anything in the middle. He says also, if somebody has a drink, one has to be careful if a drink is too hot to drink, not to make a bracha. You have to wait till it cools down or blow before. You know, not, in other words, when you're making a drink, let's say I have a coffee, I have a hot coffee, I make a hakol, and now 1 second, it's too hot. I have to stop blowing on it. That's not supposed to be done. You have to be careful not to have a hefsek, an interruption. Now, if a person made a bracha on the coffee, and they didn't realize a coffee, a tea, and they didn't realize it's too hot, they have to stop blowing on it, they just didn't realize, okay, you don't have to remake the bracha. Again, the bracha only has to be remade in general when one was either Mesiach Das or they actually spoke out words. But in general, most of the other interruptions, time delay and so on, like we spoke about, can't be done. But if it was done, but the avid post facto, the bracha would still be good. One would not have to remake the bracha. So the same thing by blowing. My tea is too hot. My coffee is too hot. I just didn't realize. What am I going to do now? I already made the shahakal. So, okay, so they give a quick blow. You don't have to go burn your mouth. Obviously, you can give a quick blowing on the coffee, on the tea, as fast as you could, and just, you know, take a sip, obviously. And a bracha would not have to be remade. And again, we're keeping in mind, in conjunction with the Mishnah Berurah, basically, who said that, and Sefer Piskei Tshuvos quotes again, that for, even one, the speaking, when it comes to talking out, and even one word, a dibra filu teva achas, even one word, yesh by mishum hefsek, im enet zarech asuda, if it's not in conjunction with the suda, and one would have to remake the brach. So talking is the worst interruption that one could have. So one has to be careful. And like we said, in general, all these various different interruptions should not be done. If they were, one could still, most of them anyways, one could still make the bracha, unless it was to an extent where they were Mesiach Das, where they totally took their mind off the whole situation, then you would also have to remake the bracha. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.